As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
New England, 14-3 last year, and as many people have talked about, had the league's weakest strength of schedule. That obviously will not be the case here in 2026. Two of their three losses last year, Matt, came in the first 3 weeks of the season. One against Las Vegas and another one against Pittsburgh. Their third loss obviously came against Buffalo as well later in the season. They have, going into 2026, actually the seventh highest spend on wide receiver, mostly because Stephon Diggs is scheduled to make $26.5 million buckaroos. Mac Hollins is there as well at $5.1 million. I don't think he's long for this team. I could be wrong. And Kayshawn Booty is making $3.8 million for New England as well. New England, fifth highest receiving yards by wide receiver last year, led the league in EPA per target for wide receivers. You look at the advanced numbers and you say to yourself, hey, that's pretty good. Led the league in EPA per target for wide receiver, but then you watch the Super Bowl and you're like, okay, you know what? This is a team that probably needs to make some moves here at wide receiver to help out their young quarterback in Drake May.
Yeah, they need outside receiver help for sure. Matt Collins, I kind of forgot he was on a two-year deal, but he is indeed on a two-year deal. Maybe teams always value Matt Collins more than we do. Yep. And I'm talking about like the all of us on the outside, not just me and you or people who listen to this podcast or whatever. But Matt Collins, essentially, it's like he's a good blocker. People seem to like having him in the locker room, and he will give you a couple splash plays a game. But that's it. So he can't be a starting outside receiver. And I think Kayshon Booty is kind of in the same mold. I think Booty actually could maybe be more of a consistent player if he's moved around the formation. But Diggs doesn't play X. Nobody else plays X on that roster at this point other than Matt Collins. So that is sort of why Booty basically had to play X receiver for this team. I would be interested in Kayshon Booty more as a Z in a slot if they did immediately bring in, like, they're a team that I actually might think, like, okay, it might be fine actually if we trade a first round pick for a Brian Thomas. I wouldn't do it for AJ Brown just because I do think that, like, the 31st pick for AJ Brown, it's just, to me, I don't you could be getting like one great year maybe with AJ Brown, one great year, and then like that's it. I don't think that's worth a first round pick if you're New England, because I know you were in the Super Bowl this year. You got other you got bigger fish to fry. Okay, they still need to get younger. Their draft last year looks little right? Like, Will Campbell, is he they say he's gonna play left tackle again. He can get better in year two. Was generally better before the injury than after the injury, so I do want to like acknowledge that. But still had like a solid rookie season in the regular solid year in the regular season for a rookie left tackle, and then was a mess in the playoffs. Trayvon Henderson, they just didn't even want to play in the playoffs at all. Kyle Williams, they didn't want to play at all last year. Maybe they just want, maybe he's going to step up this year and be like an outside receiver for them. We will see. I liked Kyle Williams as a prospect. Sure. So that's a maybe though. But yeah, they're a team that could maybe make the BTJ trade, and I think would be fine. But otherwise, like, yeah, they definitely need to hit outside receiver again this year for sure, because even Stephon Diggs, who I think was really good for them last year, and I expected it to be good for them last year. He was good for them last year. He's another year older, and he's got legal issues. Like, let's be serious for a second here.
This is an older wide receiver room for sure. I mean, Mac Hollins, if he ends up on this team, which I'm not sure he will, he's got a $5.1 million cap hit with just 0.75 dead cap. I mean, that is like your classic, you got to cut this guy. Plus, he's 33 years old next year, Matt. I mean, it's not even like we're talking about a 28-year-old Mac Hollins. He's 33, brother. I can't imagine. I don't think he ends up on this team. I guess I'd be surprised. I don't know. Maybe he does. Stephon Diggs, we know, will be on the team. But he still has some things going on too. He's also entering his age 33 season. I think if they did want to cut him, they could cut him this year. He's on schedule to make $26.5 million with just $8 million in dead cap, right? So he is traditionally a candidate that you would say for sure this guy's going to get cut at his age, given his salary, but just with where New England is at financially, I think he's still going to be on the roster. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Because, man, if they got rid of him, we're completely and utterly rebuilding the wide receiver room. That seems, I don't know, with a team that just made it to the Super Bowl, I can't imagine that they do that. But again, I don't know. Maybe they do. One thing I want to bring up, Matt, and I know the show is getting a little long here, but one thing I did want to bring up is, with Josh McDaniels as the OC, I think we are well beyond the point of, okay, can this guy actually develop wide receivers? Because I think the answer right now is a resounding no. Again, I liked Kyle Williams. You liked Kyle Williams. Kyle Williams, actually, when he got an opportunity to play, made splash plays. But the development of him was just not there, right? So yeah. I'd be curious. I think, again, when we're talking about Josh McDaniels, I think we are very much well beyond the point of concern where we should say, okay, is he the guy that actually looks forward to developing young guys at that position? I think the answer right now is a resounding no. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think the one thing I would say too about like this Josh McDaniels offense is, after our discussion about, you know, static offenses and stuff, and in like the when we buried Matt Nagy about the last episode, I'm doing a lot of just like looking at coaching metrics and stuff like that, and trying to come up with like a way to quantify, you know, just like what is a static offense, at least to me. And I think part of that is, you know, how much like heavier personnel do you play and how much like do you get under center and stuff like that? Because it's not so much like it's just, what do you mean by the word static, I guess is the question, which I'm still trying to flesh out. But I'm talking about like dynamic, like what feels dynamic about offenses today and what feels not so dynamic. To me, I think like Kansas City, the Matt Nagy stuff, that's like on the far end of like what I think is dynamic in today's NFL, where it is very spread, it is very shotgun, and it's not a ton of, you know, dynamic motion, right? That's where I think Kansas City is at this point. New England is sort of in the middle because they did get under center a lot this past year, which was good, and like they did play from some of those heavier personnel packages, but then their use of like motion, especially motion during the snap, is one of the lowest in the NFL. They were 29th in terms of percentage dropbacks with motion at the snap. And I think that's sort of where like their pass game design stuff feels a little bit old school, where it's like just, again, kind of the line up and win sort of move from some of these teams where we're at right now. And I think that's where I think we get into problems with like the developing wide receivers, because it's very hard on these younger players to do that. And I think maybe that's where we're at with like Kyle Williams, Travion Henderson, these younger players who just like did not play at all in big moments this year.
Right.
Because I think there was a little bit of a lack of trust there. And maybe they come into camp this year and there is more trust and they are growing and they are developing. But it's a fair question, I think, to raise by you in terms of like what can actually be developed in this group. And I think some of that comes back to the offensive design and where they're at right now.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I just look back into what the Raiders had. Obviously, Davante Adams is using up one of those spots. They ended up making a move for Jacoby Myers, his second season. We're talking about Josh McDaniels' second season for the Raiders there as well. But there were literally in those two seasons with the Raiders, no young players were developed whatsoever. Then you take a look at his tenure there in Denver. And, you know, they had a 28-year-old Brandon Lloyd. They had Brandon Marshall in the building there too. But again, you go look at that roster, there's not a single wide receiver that was really developed. I mean, Eddie Royal was on that team. Again, there's just not a lot of guys that you would look at and say, okay, these are players that were developed. It's just not the case. I mean, then the next season, 29-year-old Brandon Lloyd, 30-year-old Jabbar Gaffney were their leading receivers, right? So there's just not a lot of young guys that have really come through when you're talking about player development here for Josh McDaniels. So I just, and by the way, Josh McDaniels was with this team at different stretches here with New England as well. And I mean, rightfully so, New England got flamed and skewered for not being able to find or develop any wide receivers during those, you know, final few years there when we were taking a look at the Patriots run. So I don't know, man. Like, it's just, even if they spent capital on a young wide receiver, do they have the coaches in place to develop that young talent? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, and by the way, the probably the best young receiver that they, at least towards the end of the Belichick era, that they developed was Jacoby Myers, who was undrafted, and then Bill Belichick and the Patriots let him walk away and replaced him one for one with Juju Smith-Schuster. But at least it was Josh McDaniels who signed him in Vegas, right? At least there was that. Again, that's sort of their only guy that they can hang their hat on late in that era. Obviously, Julian Edelman was developed, but you know, he was a quarterback in college and became like a slot receiver for the team. I don't know. The McDaniels history in New England is so weird and windy, but I think the thing that to me what it is that it's a really complicated offense that young players don't seem to pick up very well. I think that was evidenced this year by the slow onboarding for Travion Henderson, the slow onboarding for Kyle Williams. But it's tough. Like, receivers who don't get off to a great start in their career like that, they don't necessarily just like pick it up in year two. You know, statistically, these guys are not often hits, right? If they don't produce anything as a rookie. And that's something that New England probably needs to think about. And maybe that's why they go like the veteran route this offseason, because they still need, they still have other needs. Like, their wide receiver room is tough. They need to add there, especially on the perimeter, unless they're just like writing in pen a Kyle Williams breakout, which I think would be tough to do at this point, even though I liked what I saw from him as a rookie. And Kayshon Boutte's a nice player, and you know, maybe Diggs is back and is the exact same player as he was last year. That's always tough to count on. Even then, they still need wide receiver help, but they need offensive line help. The defense needs some refurbishments as well. Hunter Henry's another year older at tight end. Like, do you start thinking about a succession plan there? Because you did play a lot of heavier personnel packages. Like, the biggest mistake that New England could make this year is, like, we were in the Super Bowl this past year. We're close. No, I still think this team needs a lot of help on offense, and they could win fewer games next year and be a better team in 2026. That's the way I'd be looking at it if I was Patriots decision maker.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel, because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple App or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. If you have breast, head and neck, or brain cancer, proton therapy may be a better treatment than conventional radiation. Don't wait. Get your second opinion at Kansas City Proton Institute. Come see Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced proton therapy team. Learn more at kcpi.com. Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.